It's a very special day and evening today. Of course, it is Thursday, the day in which we particularly honor and venerate the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist. And so the Mass that we have said today, as in many places, is the Mass of Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest. And of course, He is the priest, and all of us who are called to follow Him share in His priesthood, whether we be Pope or Bishop or a simple parish priest. But it is His priesthood, and it is His priesthood that we honor and adore and glorify, and especially on Thursdays. In addition, today we celebrate the feast of a great Polish saint, and he's very popular. A lot of men have him as their patron saint. And of course, I'm speaking about Saint Stanislaus of Krakow. Saint Stanislaus was from a good Catholic family there in the vicinity in Krakow, entered the seminary, and eventually he was made a canon of the cathedral and eventually elected and chosen to be the archbishop of this metropolitan see. Of course, one of his successors, not the only one, was St. John Paul II. And then we have the great testimony that he gave to the faith. The king, Boleslaus, was not a very good man. And in particular, his wife, so learn a lesson from that, you wives, his wife suffered tremendously because King Boleslaus was very, very unfaithful. He took mistresses and brought them to the palace and paraded them around and did all kinds of evil things. Well, St. Stanislaus was not going to take this sitting down. Of course, it's interesting, if you go to Krakow, and I've been many times, the cathedral and the palace are within walking distance to each other. So I'm sure that St. Stanislaus found out all the gossip from the palace right away. So anyway, he went over to the palace in front of everybody, like all the good bishops in the past have done, and our good bishops in the present should do. He spoke to him and acclaimed at him that he was living a very immoral life, that he needed to stop this. And so the king said that he would. So St. Stanislaus went back to his palace, to his cathedral. Well, it continued, and St. Stanislaus sent messages, and the king got very angry that this archbishop was telling him what to do, and also that he was disapproving of his way of life. I mean, we hear that in our days, so many people, you don't approve of my way of life. Well, it's my way of life. Mind your own business. All these kind of things. And so the king sent an entourage of men to the cathedral. It was in the evening of this day, and St. Stanislaus was celebrating Mass. And in the middle of the Mass, the men came in with their swords and swung them around, but no one dared to touch the archbishop. So one of them went back and told the king, they're there, but they haven't touched the archbishop. And so he says, oh, I wish these men would get some courage. He probably said something else, but I won't repeat it here. So he goes over and takes his own sword, and right in the middle of the altar, he smacks the archbishop and cuts him into pieces. And so the martyrdom of the great Stanislaus of Krakow. What a wonderful, wonderful priest and bishop he was. In addition, he wrote some books about moral theology, And it was his field, moral theology, and he also did a lot for the poor, opening up hostels for them to stay, just like the Trinity Village across the street, and opening up hospitals and orphanages for widows and the little babies that were born all over the place. And so today we find a bishop who was what a bishop should be. And so my prayer to him is that he may grant us many bishops the same as he, who are willing to preach the truth and to give up their lives for the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.